गुड इवनिंग, नमस्ते, थैंक यू जमा जी एंड थैंक यू दे आर द टीचर्स एंड मैनेजर टू गिव मी दिस चांस एंड वेल द प्लेजर एंड लग्जरी इज माइन यू नो व्हेन यू नो सत्ताल एज शी सेड लाइक वी आर मोर ऑफ फ्रेंड्स एंड आफ्टर दैट मैनेजिंग द आश्रम सो पास्ट वन डिकेड ओपन धर्मा हैज बीन कमिंग हियर एंड आई पर्सनली ऑलवेज वॉन्ट देम टू कम हियर बिकॉज through them like we got some good friends and good people I meet and I know and basically all like with my personally because I am as a person as a friend so with all you all are seekers but they say seekers and so am I you know and this place is the right place for to seek which is not outside but which is within that's what we all do in this place you know it and I like to make this place more conducive for this purpose whatever you can do and I stay here like there are people who come and say oh Vijay you're so lucky you stay here I said that you come here for 4 days come and stay here for 365 days and then tell me oh Vijay you are very lucky you know and monsoon when it rains for weeks and winters when 4 o'clock it's dark so what do you do like I don't like TV and stuff so you think and but it's not a poetry what I call just my bullshit you could say but I pass my time and so whatever I try to write if I could say it what is life love and the blues so which you could reflect and that's my poetry which we say in Urdu you know you must be knowing this Urdu which is an Indian language it's not a Islamic or a Muslim language but which a language is developed in India Urdu and I don't know if you heard of this name, Mirza Ghalib. Has anyone heard this name?
Can you repeat?
Mirza Ghalib. He was a Urdu poet 200 years back, an Indian poet, and very well known. And people are Sufi, and he writes Sufis, and lately, you know, there are a lot of Sufi things, and Indian movies, they say Sufi music, Sufi this and Sufi that. But somehow what Sufi is, like everyone is a Sufi. The one who goes by the heart is a Sufi. You don't follow anything but your heart. So, and not a mistake, I'm just a common man. So, and I've been here for 11 years. So there are moments when there's no one here. So when I just think and try to, you know, pen down my thoughts. So, what I've written is Urdu. I'll first read it to you. Because, you know, when you, and then have to obviously have to translate it. So, and what happens with translation is, in the first place, when you try to pen down your thoughts, you know, from your thoughts to words, you lose some energy. Like in energy, if it transforms from physical to mechanical and to electrical, it loses power. Similarly, in the first place, when thoughts to words, maybe it loses something, and then you translate it. And one has to be equally good in translation. So somehow the whole essence, you lose a bit of it, but more is the feelings and the meaning. In crux, which and we all read a lot of translated things, but we relate to it, we understand it. So, I would like you to first I'll read it and then, and it's Urdu poetry, it's a couplet, and 6 to 8 couplets make a poetry which is known as ghazal. So, I'll read a couplet and then translate it couplet by couplet, and in the end, just read it in Urdu. Maybe I'm sure you won't understand anything of it, just to feel it. And I don't know if after that, would you appreciate your teacher's decision to give me this chance to waste your time? That would be up to you. But if you appreciate, maybe you can have some more ice cream than pasta. Maybe I try to translate it beforehand so that when you try to think, you know, think about words to and waste the time. So I like. And the past 6 years I've been managing this ashram, and after that, in 6 years I don't get as much time as I feel. So when there's no one here, so I take maybe 2 days of my silent retreat, personal retreat here, and that's the time only when I now get to write. Earlier when I was not the manager, you know, so I used to get time. So these are a couple of my latest one which I wrote a year back in my silent retreat. So I'll read a couplet, translate, and then the whole. It says, Jo beet gaya rahe ulfat mein, na use yaad rakhna, hai dard bhara yaadon mein, bas itna yaad rakhna. It says, That which has passed in the path of love, forget it. Memories are painful, just remember it. Har pal mein hai niha, sabab aane wale palon ka. Jiyo aankhri samajh kar har pal, bas itna yaad rakhna. It means, in each moment is hidden the result of forthcoming moments. Live each moment as your last, just remember it. और कोशिशें बरसों की ना तब्दील कर सकती हैं नसीबें एक पल में मगर बदल जाती है तकदीर इतना याद रखना Our efforts of years cannot change our fate but a moment can transform destiny just remember it और इस अहले खिरत की नादानी से यारो होशियार रहना हो पाए ना दिल पे दिमाग हावी बस इतना याद रखना बिवेयर ऑफ द फुलिशनेस ऑफ दिस नॉलेजेबल वर्ल्ड माय फ्रेंड्स बिवेयर ऑफ द फुलिशनेस ऑफ दिस नॉलेजेबल वर्ल्ड माय फ्रेंड्स डोंट लेट योर हार्ट्स बी रूल्ड बाय योर माइंड जस्ट रिमेंबर इट इसे इसकी बेहतर है कि यादों के सफ़र से आगे सफ़र करें एक तजुर्बा है ज़िंदगी हमारी बस इतना याद रखना इट इज़ इम्पेरेटिव टू ट्रैवल बियॉन्ड द जर्नी ऑफ मेमोरीज आर लाइफ्स आर मियर एन एक्सपीरियंस जस्ट रिमेंबर इट एंड इट सेज़ चारा साजो है तुमसे बदनाम बाजार तिमारदारी का नहीं है इलाज बीमारे इश्क का बस इतना याद रखना ओ केयर टेकर्स एंड वेल विशर्स ओ केयर टेकर्स एंड वेल विशर्स ऑल योर केयर इज फ्यूटाइल एज देर इज नो क्योर फॉर द सिक ऑफ लव जस्ट रिमेंबर इट और दैरो हरम में नहीं ढूंढो उसे आशिक के दिल में दैरो हरम में नहीं ढूंढो उसे आशिक के दिल में हर आशिक है खुदा रसीदा वे हकीकतों इतना याद रखना इट्स ए डोंट लुक फॉर हिम इन टेंपल मॉस्क और चर्चेस फाइंड हिम इन द हार्ट ऑफ अ लवर फॉर एवरी लवर इज क्लोज टू गॉड जस्ट रिमेंबर दिस So anyway, because since you guys you are in India and you like to learn Indian words, do you know what love is called in India? Like, yeah, pyar is correct. Ishq is correct. Pyar is a love. It's more on a human love. Ishq can be divine. What Meera loved. Pyar is like mother's love. Ma ka pyar. And Ashik is lover. Ishq and Ashik. And in the Urdu poetry, it is when the last couplet comes. In the last couplet, when the poet addresses him in a third person, and I don't know, like my, and then they, you have this to have a pen name, so I have this pen name called Fakir Kumauni. Kumau is this region of Uttarakhand where Sattal is. It's a little name, and it, I belong to this place. So Fakir is my pen name, and in the last couplet, it would be. It says Mehro Wafa. मेहर ओ वफा से सबको अपना बनाना चाहता था नादान था बहुत फकीर बस इतना याद रखना लव एंड लॉयल्टी Where is tools in relationships? Love and loyalty. Where is tools in relationship? Fakir was very innocent. Just remember it. Fakir was very... So this was... If you think I can read more, I can read more.
Yes. Or
shall I read this once without translating it? Softly so that you can try to feel and... जो बीत गया राहे उल्फत में ना उसे याद रखना है दर्द भरा यादों में बस इतना याद रखना हर पल में है निहा सबब आने वाले पलों का और जियो आखिरी समझ कर हर पल इतना याद रखना कोशिशें बरसों की ना तब्दील कर सकती हैं नसीबें एक पल में मगर बदल जाती है तकदीर इतना याद रखना और बेहतर है कि यादों के सफ़र से आगे सफ़र करें एक तजुर्बा है ज़िंदगी हमारी बस इतना याद रखना और देर व हरम में नहीं ढूंढो उसे आशिक के दिल में हर आशिक है खुदा रसीदा बेहकीकतों इतना याद रखना मेहर व वफा से सबको अपना बनाना चाहता था नादान था बहुत फकीर बस इतना याद रखना Am I allowed to talk?
Yes.
Don't even think of
going away. It's about life. It starts, it's the, what I said, life, love and blues is my poetry about says zindagi jeene ke liye hai mohabbat mein guzar dijiye mohabbat again love pyar mohabbat ishq zindagi jeene ke liye hai mohabbat mein guzar dijiye in qasmon vaadon se iska gala na ghot dijiye says life is to live and live it in love don't strangle it with vows and promises. So I hope it's, if there's doubt you can just ask me, like, sorry, life is, and chahaton ke piche, yun umre aziz, sarf na kijiye, har lamhe ki khubsurti pe, jaan nisar kar dijiye. It says, don't waste your precious life, chasing dreams and desires. Give yourself, to the beauty of each moment. Don't waste your precious life chasing desires and dreams. Give yourself to the beauty of each moment. Aur wafa ki justaju hargiz kisi se na kijiye. Khud se hum wafadar rahein. Dhoka khuda ko na dijiye. Means never expect loyalty from anyone. Never expect loyalty from anyone, be truthful to yourself and don't betray God. Aur shikwe gile shikayaton ko rishton se dur kijiye, tareef na kar sako to tohmat bhi na dijiye. It says, complaints, regrets and accusations, keep them away from your relations. Don't be critical or judgmental if you can't be appreciative either. So this is what I tried to, I hope you could understand this whole. Aur jo khud ko na chahiye, jo khud ko na chahiye, hargiz kisi ko na dijiye, aur jab bhi dijiye, apne hisse se dijiye. It says, never give to others what is surplus or what you don't want. Never give to others what is surplus or unwanted. Whenever you need to give, give it from your share, from your own share. Never give what is surplus. Or jab bhi dijiye, apne hisse se dijiye. Give it from your own share, if you need to give. Or zindagi koi zulfon ke pecho kham nahi yaro. Apni soch ko bas seedha kar dijiye. He says, life is not like curls of any tresses, my friends. Life is not like curls of any tresses, my friends. Life is not curls of tresses, of hair, like a curls of hair, a curly. Life is not curls of tresses, my friends. You need to just straighten your thoughts. So, this is what in the mind, what I call it, the spoiled brat in the penthouse, you know. So that's how, what you perceive, what you want. So if you control, you just got to straighten your thought, life is. And in the end, the last, और कतरे को अपने फकीर दरिया कर दीजिए, कतरे को अपने फकीर दरिया कर दीजिए, आफ्ताब बन जहाँ को रोशन कर दीजिए. It says, transform the drop of your existence into ocean, O fakir. See yourself as sun and lighten up the world. So, कतरे को अपने फकीर दरिया कर दीजिए, transform the drop of your existence into ocean, fakir. आफ्ताब बन जहाँ को रोशन कर दीजिए, see yourself as sun and lighten up the world. So, this was.
Can you read this with that translation?
You want me to read that?
Yeah.
The whole thing? Zindagi. Zindagi is life. Life, love. And ishq, mohabbat is love. Ishq, mohabbat, pyar, these are all love, but use it in different. जिंदगी जीने के लिए है, मोहब्बत में गुजार दीजिए, इन कसमों वादों से इसका गला न घोट दीजिए, चाहतों के पीछे यूं उम्रे अजीज सर्फ न कीजिए, हर लम्हे की खूबसूरती पर जान निसार कर दीजिए, वफा की जुस्तजू हरगिज किसी से न कीजिए, खुद से हम वफादार रहें, धोखा खुदा को न दीजिए, खुदा इज़ गॉड. शिकवे गिले शिकायतों को रिश्तों से दूर कीजिए, तारीफ न कर सको तो तोहमत भी न दीजिए, जो खुद को न चाहिए किसी को न दीजिए, जब भी दीजिए अपने हिस्से से दीजिए. और ज़िंदगी कोई ज़ुल्फ़ों के पेच और खम नहीं यारो, अपनी सोच को बस सीधा कर दीजिए, और कतरे को अपने फ़कीर दरिया कर दीजिए, आफ्ताब बन जहाँ को रोशन कर दीजिए, आफ्ताब बन जहाँ को रोशन कर दीजिए. May I talk?
Yes, please.
You can even ask me to shut up also. And I'll still give you ice cream. Thank you, Kailash.
So you wrote this, you wrote all this in Urdu rather than Hindi?
No, the words are Urdu, but it's written in Hindi.
Sorry?
The words are Urdu, but written in Hindi. Devanagari at it. As you write. Yeah, I don't know to read or write Urdu.
What's the difference? They're nearly the same, right? Urdu, Hindi.
The alphabet, how you write it, you know. You pronounce it like what you speak Hindi. Mm-hmm. And what is spoken in northern India is Hindustani rather than Hindi. Whatever little you speak also, which has Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, Persian words, and without people knowing it also, like even our staff. But it is called Hindustani, not a Hindi language. The spoken language is Hindustani. what we call Hindi. Yeah, so I've written in Hindi, but the words are Urdu and Arabic words. I still want to read and try to write Urdu and Arabic. So when I was not married, I was wanting to marry a Muslim girl to learn Urdu. And to give her, like, as they say, if a Muslim woman marries a non-Muslim guy and converts her into Islam, she gets the benefit of going Hajj for two times, to Hajj to Makkah. It's equivalent to, like, if she converts a non-Muslim guy into Islam, she gets the whole benefit of two Hajjs. So I was willing to offer that benefit, but it was not anyone's luck, I think. So I'm still struggling with Hindi and... Pardon me?
Urdu.
No, Hindi is my first language.
And you studied Urdu after.
Pardon me?
So how did you get to Urdu?
No, because when I started reading this person, Mirza Ghalib, and Urdu poetry, so I was, I got fascinated with it and I started reading, and then when I was working before, I had in a factory, and evening I used to recite couplets written by others. When they sing, it's a ghazal, and there are a lot of ghazal singers in Indian classical and semi-classical. So that's a form of music, like pop, ghazal. So I used to like listening ghazals and recite the couplets. So then I recited, and my friend said, oh, thus the other day you recited this couplet. So I said, why don't you say something of your own? So then I said the first couplet which I wrote was, I think sometimes before that, I had just proposed a girl and she said, no, I don't want to marry you. And then I was told to say a couplet. So my first couplet which I wrote was, Ye to achha hua, jo tune mohabbat mein daga diya. Ye to achha hua, jo tune mohabbat mein daga diya. Hum to varna nikle the, Taj Mahal banwane ko. I think all of you must have seen Taj Mahal. That building which is structure of like, of love, did you? So as it means, it is good that you betrayed me in love. Otherwise, I had thought of making a Taj Mahal. So this was my first couplet. How much time do I have?
Like, more?
I have three last one, because which also like, there are certain, you write, you hit upon an idea, you write a couplet or two couplet and then forget it, or maybe work upon it in a couple of days, you write, and sometimes you just write, it comes and it flows and you write. So that occasion has happened rarely when I've written like in months. Mostly it is worked upon. And so this is one which I like for a long time. It was 2003 or 2004. I was not the manager. I was sitting outside in my house, maybe autumn time, and it was clear blue sky, and there was this one cloud floating in the sky, and there's a tree which has a creeper and those and flowers but falling from them, and I was sitting in the afternoon. So then I wrote it. So this I would like to, did I bring it? The translation. This I wrote in 2002, September. It says, समुंदर में सफीने को है साहिल का सहारा. समुंदर इज ओशन. आवारा अब्र का फलक में कौन सा किनारा. अ शिप इन द ओशन हैज अ शोर फॉर इट्स रिस्पाइट. अ शिप इन द ओशन हैज शोर एज इट्स रिस्पाइट. टू विच एंड डज अ वैगबॉन्ड क्लाउड लुक फॉर इन द स्काई. और ख्यालातों के फूलों से सजाया है चाहत का गुलशन. शाख पर अरमानों की बुलबुल ने किया नहीं गुजारा. विद द फ्लावर्स ऑफ थॉट्स हैव आई डेकोरेटेड द गार्डन ऑफ लव. विद द फ्लावर्स ऑफ थॉट्स हैव आई डेकोरेटेड द गार्डन ऑफ लव. अलास द लव बर्ड नेवर पर्स्ड ऑन द ब्रांचेज ऑफ डिजायर्स. और अश्क जो गिरे आँखों से तो दामन ने थाम लिया. और दरख्त से गिरते गुल को यहाँ किसने दिया सहारा. दामन, यू नो, इंडियन मैन, इंडियन वुमन वेयर अ सारी, द पार्ट विच कम्स ऑन द शोल्डर लाइक दुपट्टा, इट इज नोन एज दामन. सो इट इज सपोज बी वेरी सीक्रेट ऑफ दामन, लाइक मदर्स दामन इज सपोज टू बी नेक्स्ट कम्फर्टर नेक्स्ट टू गॉड, एंड दैट इज कॉल्ड दामन, द पार्ट ऑफ साड़ी विच गोज ऑन द शोल्डर. It says, Dupatta, I have written, the Dupatta holds the tears which fall from the eyes. Or the Dupatta held the tears which fell from the eyes. But who supports the flower falling from a tree? And bhadki na chingari koi, raha raakh ka nishan bhi baki. Or dil jala kab. कैसे जिस्म जल गया सारा. दिल इज हार्ट. देर वॉज नीदर अ स्पार्क नॉर एनी ट्रेस ऑफ ऐश. देर वॉज नीदर अ स्पार्क नॉर एनी ट्रेस ऑफ ऐश. व्हेन डिड द हार्ट सेट ऑन फायर. हाउ कम द होल बॉडी गॉट बर्न्ट. और खोते हैं जो हिजर में तो उन्हें पा जाते हैं ख्वाबों में. देखा इश्क के सौदे में फायदा है ना है खसारा. वी लूज देम व्हेन वी पार्ट. वी लूज देम व्हेन वी पार्ट बट टू फाइंड देम बैक अगेन इन ड्रीम्स. वी लूज देम व्हेन वी पार्ट बट टू फाइंड देम बैक अगेन इन ड्रीम्स. सो देर इज नो प्रॉफिट और लॉस इन बिजनेस ऑफ लव. है दिले शोरीदा में चाह क्या कुछ कर गुजरने की. है दिले शोरीदा में चाह क्या कुछ कर गुजरने की. मोहतमली के सिवा आशिकी में दूसरा नहीं इजारा. इट सेज द इम्पेशेंट हार्ट्स, द इम्पेशेंट हार्ट हैज़ मिलियंस ऑफ डिज़ायर्स एंड लव हैज़ नो अदर वे आउट बट पेशेंस. And in the end, साजिश है नसीबों की जो गमे उल्फत सुवेदा है फकीर. वरना तो किस्मत बुलंद थी जैसे कोई सितारा. Says, is it conspiracy of fate, O fakir, that love has become a dark spot on your heart? Is it conspiracy of fate, O fakir, that love has become a dark spot on your heart? Or else you were destined to shine like a star. Is it conspiracy of fate that love has become a dark spot on your heart, O fakir? Or else you were destined to shine like a star. So this is what I wanted to share. And two minutes if I can talk or read, maybe I thought when talking of life and love and blues. So there's one, since it's a Christian ashram, so one chapter I wanted to read from New Testament, which's on love.
Good.
I think most, if all know it, I don't need to read it. 1 Corinthians 13, Lenida knows it by heart. So if, have you read this? 1 Corinthians 13 of New Testament.
Yeah.
Must have.
Yeah.
So am I allowed to read it?
Yeah.
Even if any time you read it, it's nice. Just to end it with. For those who have not, maybe it would be nice. So, if I speak with the eloquence. If I speak with the eloquence of men and of angels, but have no love, I become no more than blaring brass or crashing cymbal. If I have the gift of foretelling the future and hold in my mind not only all human knowledge, but the very secrets of God, and if I also have the absolute faith which can move mountains, but have no love, I amount to nothing at all. If I dispose all that I possess, yes, even if I give my own body to be burnt, but have no love, I achieve precisely nothing. This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. It looks for a way of being constructive. It is not possessive. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance. Love has the good manners and does not pursue selfish advantage. It is not touchy. It does not keep account of evil or gloat over the wickedness of other people. On the contrary, it is glad with all good men when truth prevails. Love knows no limit to its endurance, no end to its trust, no fading of its hope. It can outlast anything. It is in fact the one thing that still stands when all else has fallen. The end of it. In this life, we have three great lasting qualities: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them is love.